This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Medical Education Commission approves addition of 209 postgraduate seats in medical education. Nepal and India reach agreement on modalities for constructing cross-border transmission line. Health Ministry launching 1-month-long free testing campaign for non-communicable diseases starting tomorrow. 3 people killed in a school bus accident at Sakhu of Kathmandu. And fear of Gaza war resumption grows as Israel backs U.S. President Trump's demand for release of all remaining hostages by Saturday. Now the news in detail. The 17th meeting of the Medical Education Commission has approved the addition of 209 postgraduate seats in medical education. It also endorsed a report on nursing education research. Presided over by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who also chairs the commission, the meeting proposed implementing a decision from the 16th meeting to raise the monthly leaving allowances for resident doctors in private medical colleges. The meeting also discussed several key issues, including increasing the number of foreign students in Nepal's private medical colleges. Currently, at least 10% of seats are allocated for foreign students. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the need for a concrete plan to improve the nursing sector. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithip Subbagurung says the Social Media Regulation Bill registered in Parliament will not be withdrawn. Unveiling the decisions of the Cabinet meeting today, the Communication Minister clarified that the bill could be amended to address the concerns of stakeholders. The Cabinet also approved a grant of $2 million from the Asian Development Bank for flood and landslide relief. Additionally, the Cabinet endorsed an agreement between Nepal and Ukraine on visa exemptions for diplomatic officials and service passport holders. Nepal and India have reached an agreement on the modalities for constructing cross-border transmission line. A secretariat meeting between officials from both countries held in New Delhi on Tuesday finalized the details for the project. The transmission line is crucial for exporting electricity from Nepal to India and Bangladesh. Nepal's Energy Secretary Suresh Acharya and India's Electricity Secretary Pankaj Agrawal signed the Memorandum of Understanding, paving the way for the construction to begin. This follows discussions in November 2024 between Nepal's Energy Minister Deepak Kharka and Indian officials focusing on a power trade agreement to export 10,000 megawatts of electricity from Nepal to India over the next decade. 3 people have died in a bus accident at Sakhu of Kathmandu. Senior Superintendent of Police Biswa Adhikari from the District Police Range Kathmandu reported that the school bus carrying 43 people, including school officials, teachers and students, was returning from a picnic in Nagarkot. He added that the identities of the deceased have not yet been released and authorities are continuing their investigation into the accident. The Health Ministry is launching a free testing campaign for non-communicable diseases starting tomorrow and running until March 13th. Dr. Prakash Budhathukhi, Ministry spokesperson, said the campaign aims to raise awareness about these diseases and their prevention. People over 30 will receive free tests for diabetes, hypertension, kidney issues and measurements of body weight and height. With nearly 15 million people over 30 in the country, the services will be available at local health facilities. The ministry also plans to launch a free cervical cancer screening from mid-February to mid-March. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on civil employees to provide fair and timely service to the public. Addressing the General Convention of the Nepal Civil Servants Organization today, Prime Minister Oli urged officials to understand the struggles of the people and deliver services with a sense of duty and a smile without causing any hardship. The Prime Minister also said the government would move forward with clarity on the path of development and good governance. Restoration work has begun on sections of the BP highway damaged by landslides and flooding in September 2024. The Department of Roads has started repairs on these streets from Bakunda Besi to Nepal Tok, focusing on a 13-kilometer stretch with 8.5 kilometers set for complete reconstruction. Suman Yogesh, chief of the Bhaktapur Road Division Office, stated that the project is a top priority with maintenance work planned around the clock. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye padi, chinta ki na garde. Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lede. Jaha bhaye pani, paunu hos hami sangai.
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारु गर्न *14 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The number of birds at Kosi Tapu Wildlife Reserve has seen a significant rise this year. A recent bird count conducted in and around the reserve as part of the Midwinter Water Bird Census 2025 has revealed that the presence of more than 9,000 birds from 76 species. According to Birvendra Gautam, chief of the Kosi Conservation Center under the National Trust for Conservation of Nature, it is a notable increase from last year when only 5,500 birds from 53 species were recorded. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Fears of a possible resumption of the war in Gaza are rising after Israel's Security Cabinet backed U.S. President Donald Trump's demand for the return of all remaining hostages by Saturday. According to the BBC, Palestinians and families of Israeli hostages worry the ceasefire could collapse, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warning it would end if Hamas does not release the hostages by then. Hamas has vowed to uphold the ceasefire, blaming Israel for any delays or complications. Meanwhile, Al Jazeera reports that Palestinian groups in Gaza have issued a defiant response to U.S. President Trump's and Israel's plan for forced displacement, declaring they will not leave their homeland. Russia has rejected the idea of swapping occupied Ukrainian territory for areas at its own western coast region held by Ukrainian forces. This came hours after a Russian missile and drone attack on Kyiv killed one person. According to Al Jazeera, Kremlin spokesperson Dmytro Peskov called the suggestion from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky impossible, stating Russia would never discuss exchanging its territory. He added that Ukrainian forces in Russian land would either be destroyed or pushed out. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in Madhis and Luminic provinces. The weather will remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. It will be mainly fair in the Tarai region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Medical Education Commission approves addition of 209 postgraduate seats in medical education. Nepal and India reach agreement on modalities for constructing cross-border transmission line. Health Ministry launching 1-month-long free testing campaign for non-communicable diseases starting tomorrow. Three people killed in bus accident at Sakhuap, Kathmandu. and fear of Gaza war resumes and grows as Israel backs U.S. President Trump's demand for release of all remaining hostages by Saturday. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.